Now, allow me to read. Book of Luke, chapter 5, verse 1. As the crowd was pressing in on Jesus to hear God's word, he was standing by Lake Genesaret. He saw two boats at the edge of the lake. The fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, which belonged to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the land. Then he sat down and was teaching the crowd from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down your nets for a catch." "Master," Simon replied, "we've worked hard all night long and caught nothing. But at your word, I'll let down the nets." When they did this, they caught a great number of fish. And their nets began to tear. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They came filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knee and said, "Go away from me, because I am a sinful man, Lord." For he and all those who with him were amazed at the catch of the fish they took. And so were James, John, Zebedee's son, who are Simon's partners. "Don't be afraid," Jesus told Simon, "from now on you'll be catching people." Then they brought the boat to land, left everything and followed him. From this portion, Pastor Isaiah Makoto Kihara preached the sermon after present worship time. Please name the Lord Jesus Christ, good morning. Today, and the 11th March, a year before the same day, and March 11th and 2011, and 2 p.m. 46, and a great earthquake occurred. And I was on the plane, and when I arrived in Shanghai, because I went to Cambodia and Burr, Shanghai, then I watched and moved the video and the display and the show the earthquake in Japan. But we couldn't believe that it is Japan. And my first son said, "Oh, I don't want to believe." And that shocked me so much. And I remember that. Then when we arrived at Phnom Penh, and everybody called me when they found we are from Japan, tsunami, and I remember that. I'm so sorry. Still, I don't think, and they recover completely, and there's still nuclear power plants, incident, other ones. So, this portion, today's and Tokyo Antioch morning devotion is the 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. So that in everything, give thanks. So, focus on 2 points I want to preach the sermon. First, shall I make the time and pray the Lord together? As a praise band, with all of heart, all of things, praise the Lord, the Holy God, I feel you. In that holiness, you are healed, you are renewed completely, you see. Let me renew you. I touch you, your heart, ache, pains, you are sad, mourn, turn into joy. I heal you, I renew you completely. Each one of you, I built as a praise band. And in midst of praising songs, you are released, you are strengthened, you are lifted up. That the preparation for ending time, the times doesn't work as you wish. In ministry and more, just give thanks, praise the Lord. And a year before, a great earthquake took place, and many Japanese and the things many Japanese interest and focus on at once disappeared. You saw. And the things you consider it is safe and easily collapsed, you see. It's not just the end. From now on, more severe world will come, you know. Never leave your eyes. Just quit and living without considering that. And natural disaster and human disaster, more severe one comes. And just stand firm on the word. So for eternal value, just surrender your heart and put your eyes on eternal value. And then you live for the eternal ones. And through your work, through your life, and the fruit are produced. Never be influenced by the temporary things. For eternal value, just use your ability and your prosperity. And I give you more fruit. Never fade away. More profound ones become your strength and your life. The Lord never blame your weakness. The Lord is not the God who blame your weakness and cover your weakness, that cover what you can do. Even you can do only one, and the rest of one in the 99, and I do for you, and trust in me, believe in me. When you put me first, and I work in you freely, I can multiply my work in your life. Don't consider I don't work. You don't give me the place I work for you. And in order to make the place more place, I can work for you and trust in me. And let me touch you more profoundly, let me have contact with you more deeply, and let me fill you with my blessing and your lives, and just fill with your praising songs. The place you are sent, just praise the Lord. Praise is not just a song. It's a place God works, and God's living work starts. Listen to me. Listener, receive my word. I speak the way you understand. Your plans, your God's guiding, just with thanksgiving in everything. And listen to me, and let me speak you free. And when you grumble, complain, you can listen to me. And give thanks in everything, and sing praise to me, and get to listen to me, and I speak. Listen to me, and listen to me. And my word lift you. My word lifts you up. My word leads you to blessing. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the profound presence of Holy Spirit. Thank you for the word prophecy. Thank you for the each special song. Each one of our attendants today. And also the each one of attendants in online. And more than 100,000 people, and you are already pastoring. Thank you for that. We are about to listen to the scripture. Holy Spirit, yourself speak to us with the scripture, and please touch us. Please lift, raise up our face, and you have prepared a victory and glory we could see. We lead with mighty hand, expecting the Lord with thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. Amen. Shall we give thanks to the Lord again? Please be seated. Now, expecting the Lord who was crucified for us and resurrected them. And today's Mikoe News Press, and page 3, and incident in Yamazato Gospel Clubs, a presentation and a performance in the Yamazato Primary School. And please read it. Also, the last page in the series number 4, the next week is the final one, article and for Anthony about the Paul Mickey and from the bus tour following the 26th Century of Martyrs trace. And as I told you before, today in the March 11th, a year before, and we had a great earthquake of East Japan. Many people consider it a negative one. It's a disaster. It's really, it is disaster. In human way, it's very mourn, and because many people at once lost lives. And Miss Aoki, and that time, she was in Sendai? Natori City. Natori, she's her hometown in Natori, and when earthquake took place, she was there. And she explained, and she couldn't find out before, and how big, and the people died with big eyes opened. And the next day, she saw many people, even the people died, the holding children, the holding the guardrail. And that shocked her so much, she explained. Immediately with that, Miss Aoki and the core people and just to support and help people, disaster people, and in order to make them know Jesus in human way, it's very bad. We were so sorry that, but today's Tokyo Antioch morning devotion and the first and Thessalonians. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. And this disaster is the negative one, but God does only best one. And because the God permit, but and we don't understand why, but God did plans, and God works, God led that works for their for their good. And because God does his best to people in Northeast Japan, and we can believe, and with belief, we can go forward. But I don't say, and it's very, very sorrowful one, awful one, but still I give thanks. Because God turned into blessing. God work, God turned into blessing for them, and good for them. Because God's plan behind that, expecting that, we can give thanks. As long as we read the Bible, after that, I don't think, and from now on, and year, and so time is getting better, and even the many people speak the hope, but our hope is eternal value, because the age of revelation getting near and near, in the severe years, severe ages come. It is true when we read the Bible. And the Greece is a little bit, but just postponed their lives a little bit. So keep it in mind, and just I ask you to go forward with thanksgiving. As long as you know Jesus, it's not a negative one. It's very, very positive one. And so the and orphanage in Japan, we are planning to plant in Fukushima City, but after recently we found no illegal to plan to make the orphanage that place. Then Koriyama City, and they are very acceptable, and just we are looking for the place, the location. So as soon as we find the place for orphanage, we open orphanage there. So just keep your prayer. And remember that with a prayer. Also, the orphanage ministry, orphanage in Cambodia, and we visited in January. We finished making the promotion video and toward enterprise company, and it's a good time this season, and because they make a venue for the next year, and so the it's a good time visiting company, and we just offer, and even the tax deductible, and so because the offering ministries is authorized NPO, non-government, non-profit organization. So that was authorized. So because many problems come out, but impossible, very hard for us to accept new children. If, you know, they still keep, stay, continue to stay in that place, in the present stage, and the children will get stressed so much. And we already make and DVD, but if you want to use for enterprise or company and your friend's company, just, you know, please let us know. And we already prepared 10 pieces of DVD. So just shall we see, watch together. And also soon we'll get the statistic for the each one, so just please use. And to the passage, chapter 5, we want to read. It's very, very famous. The first time Peter met Jesus. I want to deliver a message from that portion. First, allow me to pray. First, we are about to learn through the scripture. Holy Spirit yourself speak to us. Today, the March 11th, and 1 year passed after great earthquake in East Japan, still, and the atomic nuclear power plants problem, and the other one in Fukushima, and also the lives in the local place, and your best plans opened, they could get adjusted, and through that problem, and the Japanese people, and the people living there, and the notice Japan, and return to living God, and could receive eternal life. Please lead, and their lives, Father God, again, their lives become a blessing. Lord, lead. Please lead us to be able to do what we are to do. And the orphanage, we can and start, and concretely, Holy Spirit, please lead us. The message also the orphanage in Cambodia, and positively, and please contact the people, and so that we can purchase, we can advance in this project, this plans in Cambodia. Now, turn to the scripture. This passage, chapter 5 of Book of Luke. In the first time Peter met Jesus, from the verse 1, chapter 5. And the second device is the Bible, and page 106. And the crowd were pressing in Jesus to hear God's word. He was standing by Lake Genesaret. He saw two boats at the edge of the lake. Fishermen had left them while washing their nets. At that time, and they performed many signs and wonders, and performed miracles, and healed the people. And so the crowd were with him. And at that time, in the Genesaret, the Lake Galilee, and when and he went to Genesaret, and he found the two boats, and asked two boats, and deceived a bunch of people. And let him stand. And because at that day, and the teachers and sit down, and the listener heard or listened standing. But fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. And after the passage, when we read, we understand. But they went fishing all night. They caught nothing. And Peter was an expert. And not just they did fishing for their habit, but their for job. And with their companion, they went fishing and for to earn money, so to live. But they caught nothing all night. They went back. at that time, and they were exhausted, the body, even their mind were exhausted, because they spent their body and the time, but they could nothing. They are exhausted so much, but they need to wash their nets anyway to continue the work they did. But Mr. Koichi in Aichi understand, I know. And but that passage, you know, let us understand how, you know, they were exhausted so much. Then Jesus appeared. Jesus told them to put out into deep water. And Jesus got into one of the boats which belonged to Simon and asked Simon to put out a little from the land. Then Jesus sat down and Jesus was teaching the crowds from the boat. And at that time, Simon, so Peter, heard the Jesus and the teaching, and he had authority, and but still he felt the affection, compassion, and Peter found and love he never experienced before. After and he finished speaking, Jesus said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down your nets for catch." And even he said with one sentence, but previous night he got nothing. And he went. And you know, they were professional, they were proud because they caught nothing. And they knew, and the time came, at that time, time already came, and no way to catch fish. And when time came, and they cannot catch fish. Then they return to the beach, the lake, and no, the land. But you know, but still, and Jesus said, "Told, put out into the deep water, let down your nets for catch." And if we were Simon, others, we want to say why? Because time came. And generally speaking, no way to catch fish. But Jesus told again, put out into deep water. Put out into deep water. Not just put a little from, put out a little from the land. And just it means Jesus told them to go fishing and with a strong heart in order to catch a fish as a professional. But usually, they knew the time already came, no way to catch fish, so they can say to Jesus, "What are you saying?" But here, Simon said, "Master," Simon replied, because Jesus was popular at that time. Jesus was famous for performing miracles. And Simon replied, "We've worked hard all night long and caught nothing, but at your word, because you say so, I let down the net, as you say so." And that word reminds us, and if that person says so, let me do, might be possible and for us to, for them to catch a little fish, because that person said, and they didn't expect a big caught, a great number of fish they caught, they will catch. Because Jesus says so, because that person says so, and it's a good point for Peter, because Peter is an expert in the fishing in Galilee. I know he will be a chief director of and the fishing organization in Galilee. He's very famous. However, Peter was expert. Jesus is the Son of God. In human way, Jesus is a carpenter and with stones. In a different field. In human way, we can't expect Jesus has much knowledge about that in the fishing.